This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama friends, citizens and patriots, one and all. I think we all got a big surprise today, this day of Monday, March 16th, when about 9 o'clock or so in the morning, it started snowing. And it said we might have some flurries, but when I looked out, my ground was white. The top of my cars was covered. There was nothing on the streets, but it was snowing pretty hard. Did it snow in your neighborhood, Brian?
It absolutely did, and Ollie the Wonder Dog was not impressed going out this morning. She protested the entire time she did her morning constitutional and then came right back inside and found her fuzzy blanket and was in for the rest of the day.
Oh, I think that's interesting that I have an Ollie also, and my Ollie didn't even get that far when I opened the door and let him look outside, which was about the time he would normally go. Ollie just sit there and looked outside, and I nudged him a little bit, and he looked at me like saying, "No, Dad, I ain't going out in this mess."
Well, with Ollie the Wonder Dog, I had to go outside with her and stand in the snow to convince her that, no, I'm not just throwing you outside into the cold. It's time to do what you do, and then we can go back inside.
Well, you know what's fascinating is that's exactly what I had to do. I had to go outside and stand in the snow, and then Ollie, the not-so-wonder dog, came out and did what he had to do, and that was the end of that.
Well, see, I've got a 50-pound pit bull. You've got a dachshund. That's a much different scenario for our dogs.
The dachshund is Winston. Ollie is my son's dog.
That's right. You're dog sitting.
Yeah, he's a doodle. Whatever a doodle is.
Okay. Well, they're not bold.
No, they're not bold at all. But that's what happened today. The snow appears to have ended. It did not accumulate. It melted almost as soon as it hit the ground. But
I was glad to see that it stayed off the streets. It melted right on the streets. But it was enough to look pretty, but it didn't slow anything down. And then we go about our day.
And we did go about our day. Just a couple of things today. We got sort of a varied show. Our first guest at about 2:15 is going to be Miss Rhonda Sutton, who is the regional vice president for the Association of United States Army. And she's a friend of mine. We're going to talk to her about her duties and how they affect us here in Huntsville, Alabama. A couple of other things. Tomorrow is, yes, St. Patrick's Day. This weekend I went to Birmingham. I'm a member of the Birmingham Irish Cultural Society. Now, that sounds like a bunch of folks who really love the culture of Ireland, but actually what it is it's sort of a political group down there. I was initiated into it when I was the executive director of a large housing trade association. And had actually managed a large PAC that gave lots of campaign contributions. So they said, "We will invite you into the fold." And I have been in that group ever since. And it was interesting because most all of the political candidates were down there. I got to meet the candidate, Wes Allen, who is running for lieutenant governor, and Will Ainsworth, and also met a couple of the state Senate candidates. And it was kind of nice hobnobbing with those folks. And yes, believe it or not, some of them had actually even heard of the show. And they said, "We would love to come on your show and see how it goes."
Well, there you go. So we've only been at this, what, about a month?
What is today? Today is March
16th.
Let's see, January. This is going to be.
This will be
a month.
Friday will be 2 months.
Yeah, Friday will be 2 months. So
well, that's not bad.
It's not bad. People knew who we were, and I was pretty amazed at that. Had well,
at
a real.
Least at least you're not famous for a bad reason.
Well, I may be.
whatever. What was it? Will Rogers, I don't care what you say about me as long as you spell my name right.
There you go. Well, maybe they spelled my name right. A couple of other things I'd like to mention. One that happened this weekend was the Oscars. And I'll tell you what, I personally have just gotten, I guess, out of touch with mainstream Hollywood. The two big winners of the night, one was a movie called Sinners, which is a vampire movie. I started watching that on a pay-per-view channel at home, and about 10 minutes into it, I went to sleep, and 15 minutes into it, I regretted the $3.99 I had paid for the privilege of changing the channel and turning that movie off. And the other one was, what was the name of that movie? Some war movie. Hang on a second. I got it right here. It was, One Battle After Another. I actually went into the movie theater and bought a ticket with my wife and had a big bag of popcorn and two Cokes, only for the privilege of about 10-15 minutes into that movie deciding that we did not want to stick around and watch that because it just wasn't that good. So the Oscars kind of, I don't know, maybe this year was just not a good year for me. But the two big winners, in my opinion, were, did you see either of those two movies?
I did not. And as far as the Oscars, my wife and I watched the end of season one of Starfleet Academy. So we didn't watch the Oscars.
No, I didn't. I didn't watch much of it at all. And I tell you one thing I did see, though, that was fascinating was on 60 Minutes last night. They did a feature on lasers, and not the kind of lasers that you do surgery on your eyes or things of that nature, but the lasers that are being used to take down missiles and take down drones. I actually worked on that for a couple of years out in the arsenal, and it's fascinating to see, you know, the comparison of you can have a Patriot missile, which a Patriot missile battery, which consists of four launches, cost over $1 billion to put together, and the missile itself is about $1 million per copy, and they can indeed take out those drones, but it's like killing a fly with a sledgehammer. You know, it's a big hammer to do a little kill. The lasers can actually take out the drones, and once you invest in the system and start firing it, it costs less than $5 a shot to take out a drone. So that was fascinating when I worked on that for a while. There's a lot of technical issues involved with that. That's a very sensitive weapon system, but I do believe that is going to be the weapon system of the future. And the lasers I worked on could actually, an artillery round flying through the air, it could find the artillery round, put the laser on it, and knock it off its trajectory. So that was on 60 Minutes last night. If you didn't see it, it's probably worth going back and taking a look at. I certainly enjoyed seeing what I used to do there on TV. One final thing before we go on break. April 20th is our station's golf tournament. It's going to be at Cherokee Ridge, which if you hadn't played, it's one of the best golf courses around for public consumption. Check the station's website out and see if you will find everything you want to know about that golf tournament and come join us out there.
Really good thing. It's one of our big things. It benefits Make-A-Wish Alabama.
Right.
And for, you know, you could put your beliefs in action to come and get a day of golf, too, and come hang out with us. We're doing teams of eight, and it's very affordable. All the details at either on talkradiowzzn.com or on our sister station's website, 977ESPN.com. It's one of our big things. We do this every April. We're very proud of it. We have a great time. You get prizes, too. So come and help Make-A-Wish Alabama. Come hang out with us. And hang, you know, whoever, you know, we're always looking for an excuse to go play golf. So you can do this and support a good cause.
And the meal is catered by Bubby's Diner. And if you haven't eaten at Bubby's yet, you're in for a treat just for the after-round meal that they provide. So
hey, we give you Chick-fil-A for breakfast. We give you Bubby's Diners for lunch. That's worth it right there.
That's worth it right there. Well, let's go ahead and take a break, Brian, and we'll come back and we'll be joined by our first guest, Miss Rhonda Sutton.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
You've got to experience Toyota-thon at Bill Penny Toyota. They've got the selection with over 700 new Toyotas to choose from. And they've got the extras with Bill Penny perks and a 10-year unlimited warranty. So get on over to Bill Penny Toyota today and experience Toyota-thon. Bill Penny Toyota in Huntsville and online at BillPennyToyota.com. Bill Penny's Toyota 10-year unlimited warranty is valid through the 10th year of ownership. Valid on new vehicles only. See dealer for details.
There's power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
When a team sticks together, it shows in the way they work and the way they treat you.
We don't just hire great people, they stay. On average, our managers have been with us over 15 years and company-wide turnover is under 3%.
It's a culture built on integrity and heart.
When you call, you get someone who knows your name, understands your business, and is invested in your success.
And that means service you can count on every time.
Specializing in simple and affordable rentals, McCurry Van and Car Rental can make sure you have just the right vehicle for your next family vacation, weekend getaway, or if you just need transportation while your vehicle is being repaired. McCurry carries Ford Transit vans and Mercedes Sprinter vans, trucks and work vans, and more. And they offer discounted rental rates for long-term rentals. Now with four locations, Athens, Muscle Shoals, Coleman, and Huntsville. Log on McCurryRentals.com to make your reservation now. That's McCurryRentals.com.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford, along with producer extraordinaire, Brian Temple, who I neglected to introduce in the first segment of the show. And we are here on this dark and dreary and, yes, even snowy day. And we're glad that you are here with us. And I'd like to go ahead and introduce our first guest, a friend of mine, Miss Rhonda Sutton. Rhonda, are you there?
I'm here, Bill.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you dodging tornadoes and bad weather up in Virginia, or is everything kind of okay?
Well, I think we've gotten through the worst of it. It was a little dicey about 11 o'clock this morning, and my granddaughter and I had to go to the basement with her dog. But, hey, it was nothing like some of the storms we've seen roll through Huntsville.
Oh, no. Well, we did see a pretty good storm roll through Huntsville last night. And this morning, I don't know if anybody has told you yet, but we had a little bit of snow. And actually, the ground...
No, my husband sent me pictures of it. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, the ground turned white. So let me introduce you, Rhonda. And I'm going to have to tell you right now, you're going to have to help me with this because your professional resume is just so impressive. I went through it with a highlighter, and by the time I finished, I highlighted every line. So
you're very kind, Bill. Thank you for that.
Well, Rhonda and I got to know each other in the most unusual of circumstances, and that's when we were both victims of having a joint replacement, and we got to know each other in the rehab room in the hospital.
And that is so true.
That is so true. Not the normal way most people meet, but I do know Rhonda and also know her husband, Mike, very well. And Rhonda is here, a Huntsville native. Her parents came here in 1959, and her dad worked in NASA with the Apollo and Skylab program, and her mother was a flight attendant. As mentioned, her husband is Mike, who was a former Army EOD and DA civilian who just retired a few months ago. And Rhonda and Mike have four adult children, all married, eight grandkids, and one on the way. And you didn't mention, but is Mike still referee in hockey, or is his knees taking him away from that?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, Bill, because he had retired when he had his knee replaced. And he decided just recently that he wanted to go back on the ice. So he's ordered a lot of new gear and a new helmet and had his skate blade sharpened a couple of weeks ago. And he's got all of his stuff all staged. I said, well, honey, you're going to have to get back in shape before you get out there on the ice. So he started walking again regularly, and I think he's motivated to get out there and do some refereeing.
Well, you know, I've often said, you know, and I don't really understand the rules of hockey, but I go to the Havoc games a lot, and that has to be, or the referees for hockey have to be the most in-shape referees in the world because they are out there rocking and rolling and doing
their
thing.
They sure are.
Well, what Rhonda is Rhonda right now has ascended to be the third region president and the past chapter president here locally of the Association of the United States Army. Now, just to get an idea of the scope of that, how many regions are there in the country for AUSA?
Well, there are actually nine regions, and my region is the third region. And the third region encompasses Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, Georgia, North and South Carolina, Puerto Rico, and Panama. And then out of that geographic area, we have 18 chapters that are represented across the Southeast. And then we have about 325,000 members in our region, which is a pretty good chunk of the 2 million total members of AUSA. So a large section of the association, and of course, you know, being a native of the South, you know, the South is going to rock it no matter what. And, you know, the South doesn't have trouble recruiting in the Army either. So I'm really proud of our region and all that it represents.
Well, now, the region you just described for our listeners, in case you're not familiar with that, that's where the preponderance of all of the Army bases are, and also many of the Navy bases. So that's a good stroke of luck for you.
Actually,
not a stroke of luck, a good stroke of hard work. So tell us a little bit about your business career. This is the one I read where I had to highlight so many things. I mean, there's a lot. So you went to UAH and graduated from there in 1985. And what happened after that?
Well, I've had a kind of a patchwork quilt from a career perspective. I spent quite a number of years in the travel industry. I started my career by helping to open American Airlines in Huntsville in 1981. And for those people listening today that remember the old Huntsville operation, at the current location of the airport, but not near as large not near as many carriers back then as that we have today. And we did not have jet bridges back then, so it was a very, very different environment. But I opened American Airlines, was one of nine people that were hired to stand up the operation. Did that for a number of years and was a travel agent for two local travel agencies. And then I've been managing banks. I did direct sales management had 300 Avon ladies that worked for me for a period of time in the late 80s and early 90s. I owned a school supply business that was very blessed to have been the recipient of a small business award by the Huntsville Chamber of Commerce back in the day. And I helped educators learn how to use computers in the classroom. So that was a wonderful experience in about midway through my career. And then after managing banks, I started working for a government contractor and got into that side of the business, which, you know, is huge in the Huntsville area with the work that's done out at Redstone. And so I've been with a company, All In Solutions, now for 5 years. And a wonderful company. We do a lot of work with the VA, and we just recently started doing some work processing prescriptions. So if you get any prescriptions by mail from the VA, chances are we're helping to get those to your house on time. So neat opportunity for me to come to work for them, and they're so incredibly supportive of the volunteer work that I do for the Army via AUSA.
Well, now there's one little thing that is interesting. Well, there's a lot of things that are interesting in that, but one thing that's not there is a Army background. So how did you get involved with AUSA? What led you to say, hey, this is something that's important enough to me that I want to spend some time getting involved? And obviously you did.
thank you for asking that question, because I feel like it's really important to tell our stories. And that's exactly what you do on your radio show, is tell your story and help other people tell their story. And my story is kind of twofold. My dad served in the Tennessee National Guard, and so did his brother, my only uncle on my dad's side. And so when I was a young child, I would hear a little bit about dad's experiences in the Guard. My grandfather was in the Navy. And so we didn't have a huge military family, but, you know, a little bit of exposure there. But the real kick came from my mom's first cousin. His name was Lieutenant Colonel Alan Imes, and he lived in Griffin, Georgia, where my mother is from. And Alan was a Green Beret and an Army Ranger and did three tours in Vietnam. And he recently passed at the age of 90 back in November. He went to Gordon Military College and Mercer University, and then commissioned in the Army as a second lieutenant. And he served 20 years and 6 months. And when he retired, he didn't stop there. He became the director of the Griffin High School JROTC program, and he did that for 17 years. And what was interesting about it is during the time he was at Griffin, my son was coming up in high school at Grissom in Huntsville, where he was involved with JROTC, and he was an excellent air rifle shooter. And his senior year, he became the captain of the rifle team, and he went all the way to the Olympic trials.
Wow.
And while he was doing that, they had a competition that involved competing against Griffin. And so it was wild because my mom's cousin came to the event, and he had served with the commander from Griffin High School. So it was like old home week, you know, for those two men. So I developed a love for ROTC, especially the JROTC program. My daughter came along after her brother, and she was the battalion commander her senior year. So both kids had just an incredible experience with JROTC, and I always credited that to the success that they have had as adults in their careers and in their family life. I think they learned so much. And so I loved that experience, and I wanted to give back in that way. And somebody asked me to come volunteer for a Redstone Huntsville chapter event, and I did, and it became part of my life very quickly. And I guess I laugh and I say I drank the Kool-Aid, and I love it. I have been involved with it now for about 15 years, and that's kind of, you know, how I got involved. So it's a kind of a neat story.
It's not only kind of a neat story, it's a wonderfully neat story. And I'll tell you what I like about that story. As you know, a lot of people think, the Association of the United States Army, that's where you have to be a retired colonel or a West Point guy or something like that, or you cannot get involved. And that is not the truth whatsoever. Could you tell everybody, one, what kind of people are in AUSA, and the breadth and scope of the people, because it's everybody in the community pretty much.
Yeah, well, and in today's world, believe it or not, we've got an association partnership that has really catapulted the association and taken our numbers to some very, very high levels, over 2 million. And in fact, if you live in the Huntsville area and you have an account with Redstone Federal Credit Union, you're automatically a member of AUSA now and the Redstone Huntsville chapter. But we have, you know, like-minded community people like you and I that believe in a strong national defense, and they support AUSA and everything it represents. And the nice thing about AUSA is it represents the entire Army, not just active duty, but reserve and guard and the Department of the Army civilians. And you and I both know we have a lot of those working at Redstone Arsenal. So we're a voice on Capitol Hill, the voice of the Army and support for the soldier all the way across the total Army. And to be a member, all you have to do is believe in what the Army does and believe in a strong national defense. And you can go to AUSA.org and join. And if you want to volunteer and get involved at the local level, we can help you do that too. We're always looking for people to get involved in our chapters.
Oh, by the way, thank you so much. You know, I had let my membership lapse because as a government employee, you could still go to all the stuff anyway. But now I'm back in as a life member, and I'm very proud of that. And there's so many things that happen with AUSA here in Huntsville, Alabama. In fact, there's a lot of synergy, in my humble opinion, that's kind of making Huntsville one of the destination stops for AUSA activities. And as an example, we have the Global Force Symposium coming up next week. Could you describe a little bit about what that is and what that entails?
I would love to. So this year's theme is Delivering Victory, Leveraging the Army's Industrial Might. And, you know, as you know, our mission, we've already said, is to educate, inform, and connect. And Global Force Symposium is the largest educational experience and event that we have at AUSA. And this year we're expecting about 7,000 attendees at the show. I know the booth space has sold out this year, 200-plus exhibits. And over 50 educational sessions will be held. And my favorite event that we do during Global Force Symposium, going back to that ROTC love that I have, on the last day of the symposium on Thursday of next week, we will host a luncheon. And this year's luncheon is a little bit different. It's normally JROTC cadets and senior ROTC cadets from across North Alabama, and some come from as far as Auburn. Last year we had some from Texas A&M even come. But this year we're expecting about 500 attendees to our luncheon, and also some students are coming from our Alabama Cyber Technology and Education Center, Engineering Center at school, the special school in Huntsville, the ASCTE school. They're coming. I think they're sending 80 kids this year. But we're also folding in the ROTC Hall of Fame induction ceremony for the class of 2025. There were 27 gentlemen that have been selected to be inducted into that class. And the reason we're doing it in 2026 is because of the government shutdown last fall. They were not able to have the ceremony, so they reached out to us and they said, can we fold that into your luncheon? We normally do it at annual meetings luncheon. So we said, of course. So we're really looking forward to making that part of this year's luncheon, and I couldn't be happier that we're going to have some extra people there that have some of them are even local that are being inducted into that Hall of Fame. It's a very special organization, and this is their 10th anniversary. That Hall of Fame for the Army's ROTC program started in 2016.
Well, I have never checked that out, but I may have to this year. And one other thing I'd like to mention to our listeners, if you happen to make your way into the AUSA Global Symposium, just walking around the exhibits, if you want to see what's happening in the world of defense as far as the Army goes, just go there and take a walk around the floor, and you will see the most advanced and sophisticated technology that the Army has to offer. And I'm assuming that still will be a big part of the show.
Yes, sir. It sure will be, and it will be great. And we even have exhibits this year in the outdoor area, in between the South Ballroom area, where the majority of the exhibits will be, but there will also be some outside this year. So I know the Veterans Museum in Huntsville, they're sending some of their pieces to be on display there as well. So throw in a little plug for our wonderful Veterans Museum. If you've never visited it, please take the time to go out to the John Hunt Park area and tour our National Veterans Museum.
And actually, folks, I'm going to have the director of that museum on next Tuesday, so you can listen at 3:15 and hear what he has to say. But tell our folks in the time we have remaining what actually is entailed in being in your position right now, leading the third region of AUSA as a volunteer, not a paid staff member.
Sure. Yeah, it is a volunteer job for sure, as all of our chapter leader positions. And I think the most important thing in my role is to provide support and an ear and a helping hand to the chapter presidents and board members that are leading those chapters across our thumbprint. And just this morning, I had a chapter president call me. He needed some advice on working with his local chamber of commerce and needed some just kind of a boost in the arm of try this, or let's see if we can, you know, work with them in this manner. And when these folks are starting to get into these relationships with businesses, how can they get businesses to join as a community partner in their chapter? And I provide assistance with them in that area as well. And then another unique thing we do is we get together once a year. All the chapters come together, and we have a region meeting. And our region meeting for 2026 is going to be up at Fort Bragg. Super excited about that. General retired Al Acock is in charge of that event this year. He's our chapter president, and he's putting a wonderful program together. And we always learn, and we have people from National come down and do training with the team. So another thing that I think we really work hard at is succession planning. Bill, you probably know Some people in our younger generation today don't see the value of volunteering and giving back in service organizations. So we work really hard at helping these chapters identify young professionals that they can get involved and show them that at a young age, there's ways they can give back and get involved. So that's another one of the things that we spend time doing as region presidents.
Well, I guess my final question is this. So what's next? Is that the pinnacle of the height you're going to climb to in AUSA, or can you go even higher?
No, I think region president is about the cap for us. There are positions within the association that are voluntary at the national level that you can serve on various committees and things like that. But I'm in my third year as region president, and I have two more years left. This is actually the start of my second term. So you can succeed yourself once, according to our bylaws for the third region. So I'm in my second term, and you're elected to this position by your peers, your chapter presidents. That's how I came to be in this role. And I love working with all of the chapter presidents and love sharing some of the success that we've had at the Redstone Huntsville chapter. Redstone Huntsville is one of the top five chapters in the large category in the whole country. So Redstone definitely leads the way in the association, and I couldn't be prouder to have led that chapter previously and now supporting AUSA in this way.
And we are certainly proud to have you as one of our big leaders in that organization. And I hope
Thank
to
you.
See you next week at the Global Symposium. And
yes, sir.
We're going to go ahead and let you go and get back to the grandchild and the pooch and make sure everybody's happy. And if you need somebody to keep an eye on Mike while you're out of town, let me know.
Okay. Thanks, Bill. I sure enjoyed doing this with you today. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you much. And we'll go ahead and get out of here and take a break, Brian. And we'll be back in just a little bit. That was Miss Rhonda Sutton.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
In the market for a new or used car? Look no further than Hyundai of Decatur. With a large inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned Hyundai models, Greenway Hyundai of Decatur is here to service all of your Hyundai needs. Come visit our exceptional service department as well. With state-of-the-art facilities and a caring team of automotive professionals waiting to service your vehicle, make Hyundai of Decatur your number one choice for all your automotive needs. Give them a call today at 256-274-0279 or visit them online at greenwayhyundaiofdecatur.com.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
the Lackey Law Firm, the Lackey Law Family, 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Your Fox 54 update.
At Fox 54, Weather Impact meteorologist Emily Owen. Expect to see cloudy skies for this Monday across the Tennessee Valley. A few snow flurries can't be ruled out of the forecast. No accumulation expected. High temperatures only warming into the upper 30s for the afternoon. Heading into Monday night, will clear out. A freeze warning will go into effect as low temperatures fall into the mid and upper 20s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN, along with producer Brian Temple. We are glad you're listening to us today. And one thing I want to talk about now, just briefly for a few minutes, is what's happening in our airports in the country right now because of the federal government shutdown. What happens in a federal government shutdown, as has happened to me many times, if you're not considered an essential employee, you are furloughed. You go home. But if you're considered essential, guess what? You are not furloughed. You have to continue to do your job, but you're just not getting paid. And that's the category that TSA employees fall into. So here we have thousands of security officers every day who are showing up at their job at airports across the country, checking IDs, scanning luggage, making sure everybody's safe, but they don't receive a paycheck. And guess what? These TSA employees, they're not some sort of magical people who don't need things. They're regular people just like you and I. They have mortgages, rent, car payments, kids in school. They got to eat. They got to do all that stuff. And what happens is there is a huge financial strain on them as this drags on and on and on. You will often see that the TSA workers will just call in sick, because when they're calling sick, they can at least go do something else and make some money so they can pay their bills. And frankly, a lot of them just simply quit. And at several airports, you can see this on the news, there are lines of travelers that often stretch out into the parking lot. And remember, these TSA employees screen millions of passengers every day across the United States. And imagine how their morale must be when they're going in to work and they're still having to pay the bills and they're not getting paid. And it's all about the Congress failing to pass a funding bill. And until Congress can do this, or at least pass a continuing resolution, which is essentially a status quo bill, just keep things as they are, it's not going to end. And the House of Representatives and the Senate must get together and pass some sort of thing that at least funds the Department of Homeland Security, who is pretty much who's affected by this shutdown right now. And then that has to be signed by the President of the United States. There are lots of reasons why the parties cannot agree on this right now. But what they have to do, I think, in my humble opinion, is there's a lost art in the political world of this country, and that is the art of compromise. Our country's government is based on a system of compromise. As the great Ronald Reagan once said, better to go off the cliff, or some people think it's better to get 80% of what you need than go off the cliff with both guns blazing. Well, right now, both sides of the party are going off the cliff with both guns blazing. They cannot seem to compromise, which is how this country exists. It's how we get things done. And this government shutdown, there seems to be no end in sight. You know, a lot of people are hung up on the fact that we're at war right now and all the other things that are going on in the Ukraine. But people who just want to go and see their family are having a lot of trouble right now because of this government shutdown. Let's see it in, folks. Let's compromise and get it over with.
And keep in mind, these TSA people aren't making great money to start with.
No, they're making regular.
They're making money that's just barely enough to put up with that crap.
Yeah, they make about $35,000 a year, $35,000 to $45,000 a year. That's it.
You know, it's not to brag, but it's been quite some time since I only made $35,000 a year.
Yeah, that's not a lot, especially to put up with that.
It wasn't
nonsense
when I did it. It was cheaper then.
That's true. All right, so we're ready to take a break, Brian. All right, we'll be back in a bit, folks.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Eat, drink, compete. Welcome to Field Day, Huntsville's go-to spot where every day feels like a win. Catch the big game or create your own with chef-driven bites, craft cocktails, self-serve beer, and games that keep the fun going. And don't miss happy hour, 50% off drafts and appetizers, plus $5 margaritas and wells. Life's better when you play, so grab your friends and make it a win at Field Day, University Drive, Huntsville.
Injured in a car accident? Get the help you need. I'm Morris Lilienthal, a personal injury lawyer right here in Huntsville. I've personally helped over 4,000 clients with their injury claims. My firm, Martinson & Beeson, has been helping clients for over 80 years, and we have received over 300 five-star Google reviews. We know that injuries and accidents can be life-changing, and I'm here to help you navigate the entire process. Get in touch with me right now by visiting MorrisTheAttorney.com. There's no charge for our meeting. Again, that's MorrisTheAttorney.com. I look forward to helping you.
No representation is made. The quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with U-SSSA softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area, as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the U-SSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.utsssa.com. That's alfastpitch.utsssa.com.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple on Talk Radio WZZN. One thing I would like to mention is go to our website at talkradiowzzn.com. And right in the middle, you will see a slider. Click on Zone Deals. And guess what's coming up? I'm going to talk about this when we come back. It is time for the NCAA tournament. And there is no better place to have a good deal on food to go watch the NCAA tournament than some of the places we have listed on Zone Deals. Jefferson's, you can get $50 worth of stuff, food, for $25. Same with the End Zone. Both of these places are great places to watch that tournament. Or if you want to get a pizza to take it to your house, go to Donato's and watch it there. And it's coming up, folks. And
also next hour, talking about the crazy weather, Jordan Jerusman from Fox 54 is going to call us. And we can talk to him about tornado warnings and the snow forecast and to what the heck is coming this way.
And we can blame it on him, too.
Yeah, it's all his fault.
It's all his fault. So, hey, this is Bill Crawford along with Brian Temple. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a little bit.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
HD 97.7.2 WZZN-FM Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio WZZN.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading as oil prices pull back, as efforts to restore the flow of oil through the Persian Gulf intensifies. U.S. crude prices fell below $94 a barrel after topping $102 earlier. Falling oil prices are helping boost stocks of companies with big fuel bills like airlines and cruise operators. Oil prices, though, like Chevron and ExxonMobil, are lower as oil prices slip but remain elevated while the Middle East East conflict continues. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors are higher, led by tech. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks are higher across the board, led by Meta and Tesla. And according to Reuters, Meta Platforms is planning to lay off about 20% or more of its workforce in order to offset its artificial intelligence spending plans. And its stock is up 2%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
Alabamians across the state are without power today due to storms that entered the state on Sunday night. In Lauderdale County, more than 8,000 customers are without power. In Tallapoosa County, there are over 4,000. And Elmore County has around 3,000 residents without power. A total of 33,000 power outages are reported in various counties throughout the state. Snow and freezing rain is also headed our way, with the temperatures dropping down into the 20s this coming Monday night and into Tuesday morning. Temps will rise a little bit into the 30s until Wednesday morning. By Thursday in Alabama, temperatures will start hitting the 70s. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Did you know that 70% of people experience a potentially traumatic event in their lifetime, and that 6 out of every 100 adults face PTSD every day? Help us bring hope to these survivors by signing up for your Alabama Distinctive PTSD Awareness License Plate today. The great thing is you can sign up no matter when your current plate renews, and the first year is complimentary. All you need is your VIN number on hand. Drive awareness, drive hope, and customize your plate today at atease.org.
A shooting in Jackson County has killed a man. That victim has been identified as 39-year-old Jeffrey Nix of Dutton. No arrests have been made at this time. Police were called to a domestic disturbance on County Road 18 when they found that Nix had been shot and killed. A Fort Deposit man was arrested and charged for a drive-by shooting in Butler County. Zachary Bird is facing multiple charges of harassment and reckless behavior regarding an incident that occurred on March 11th. A vehicle was struck by gunfire multiple times. Fortunately, no one was inside the vehicle. The Montgomery Whitewater Park had a competition over the weekend that brought in visitors from across the world. The 2026 ICF Canoe Slalom Spring Races were held at the water park, with competitors using this race to gain points for further competing to be on an upcoming Olympic team. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
No Wi-Fi?
How are we going to stream the game?
Mom, I have a research project due.
How are we going to make dinner?
Don't let power outages send your family into a meltdown.
Get a Generac generator from Current Electrical. We keep your lights on and your Wi-Fi on. Visit GenSuperstore.com or call 256-880-1880. Trust us, your family will thank you.
Most current way to keep your power on, GeneracSuperstore.com.
When you call Most Roofing Companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
Your Fox 54 update.
At Fox 54, weather impact meteorologist Emily Owen. A freeze warning will go into effect late tonight due to temperatures falling into the mid and upper 20s. For the overnight, we'll continue to sit under a clear sky. Heading into our Tuesday, mostly sunshine. Temperatures warm into the mid 40s for the afternoon.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer extraordinaire, keeping me between the guardrails, Brian Temple. Because I tend to wander towards the guardrails and bounce off them from time to time. But we're going to talk a little bit right now about sports, although we're not a sports show. And I'll tell you a little bit about my story. I have played most every sport known to man except hockey. I was pretty good at baseball, real good at football. I boxed in college. I was a swimmer. I was a competitive diver. But the one sport I never could get very good at was basketball. Perhaps that's because I'm vertically challenged. I'm not exactly one who can barely touch the net, much less dunk. But basketball now is the sport that is going to dominate us for the next few weeks, because this is the time of the big dance, also known as March Madness, the NCAA College Basketball Tournament. Now, folks may not realize this, but the tournament started in 1939 in Evanston, Illinois, and it began with only 8 teams participating. And the first champion was the Oregon Ducks, who defeated the Ohio State Buckeyes. Back then, though, the NCAA tournament was not even the biggest show in town. There was another tournament in New York City called the National Invitational Tournament, which is still today known as the NIT, and that was the place to play basketball. That's where the national champion was determined for many, many years. But the NCAA tournament continued to grow, and by the 50s and 60s, with increased television coverage, a few legendary programs begin to captivate the country. None more so than the UCLA Bruins, the University of California at Los Angeles. Under legendary coach John Wooden in the 60s and early 70s, UCLA, featuring players such as Lou Alcindor, later Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Bill Walton, won 10 championships in 12 years. And that probably established them in my mind as the greatest dynasty in sports histories. But then something happened that changed the championship forever. Well, two things happened. The first thing that happened was in 1979, the championship game featured two of the biggest stars in basketball, Magic Johnson of Michigan State University and Larry Bird of Indiana State University. their showdown in the national championship game, which I recall watching that game, at the time was the most watched basketball game in television history, and it helped propel college basketball and later the NBA when these two guys went into the NBA into a new era of popularity. So that was item number one. Item number two was the expansion of the tournament into 64 teams. Now, what that did was the 64 teams and the way they were placed in brackets, that created Cinderella stories, the Jack the Giant killer, the little school knocking off the big school. We've seen schools like the Villanova Wildcats shocking Georgetown in 1985. We've seen all kinds of things like that. We have seen in 2018 when the UMBC Retrievers, that's a good name for a basketball team, became the first ever 16 seed to defeat a number one seed by stunning the Virginia Cavaliers. Today, the tournament's even bigger. It has 68 teams. There are four teams that play into the tournament, and that will be today and tomorrow. And when this thing is happening in this country, it kind of has a stranglehold on America. Families get together, they watch it, people sometimes even take off from work, and then there are the bracket challenges. Our station even has one. 64 teams. People try to pick the winners and try to pick who's going to be in the Final Four and who's going to eventually be the national champion. There are entities such as Capital One that has a $1 million challenge. If you can pick all 64 teams right, you can win $1 million. But guess what? That ain't an easy thing to do. I think most Americans, myself included, every time I get involved in one of these bracket challenges, my bracket ends up in either the garbage can or probably would be better placed in the bottom of a birdcage because I just don't do that well. And when you think about it, you know, picking 64 teams is a pretty hard thing to do. And the other thing about this tournament that captivates Americans, again, is the little guy has a chance. And the big guy, the Dukes of the world, the Kentuckys, they have been known to get beaten in the first game, and they go home, and their season is over. But for a few weeks in March, and those weeks are coming up really soon, really fast. In fact, it starts this Thursday. That's when the tournament starts. That's when we can begin enjoying the big dance. And it's all over TV. Every game is telecast on various and sundry networks. Our sister station, 97.7 The Zone, is going to have many of those games on. In the state of Alabama, we have the Alabama Crimson Tide that will participate in the tournament as a number four seed. And unfortunately, the Auburn Tigers did not make it this year for the first time they've missed the tournament in many, many years. So that's it, folks. It's March Madness. It's here. It's not just right around the corner. It is here. And what I'm going to do tonight when I go home, I'm going to log on to my little handy dandy computer and I'm going to do both the 97.7 The Zone bracket challenge and also the $1 million bracket challenge. I don't think I'll hit either one, but you know what? It makes that basketball tournament one of the most interesting and one of the most watched and followed and rooted for sporting events in the United States of America. Brian, do you do a bracket or is that?
I do not. Just my basketball knowledge is even less than yours. Sometimes I'll do one. In the past I've done one, but I've done it strictly because which mascots I like.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Well, actually, what I normally do is I pick mine, which is usually losers, and then the computer will pick one for you, and I let the computer pick one. And they've never worked, no matter how I do it, but it's always fun to watch.
Well, you know, you can't win if you don't enter.
You cannot win if you do not enter. And plus, in our house, we have a little family challenge with the kids and my wife, and normally my daughter-in-law wins that one. And she knows the least about it of all.
Well, there you go.
But hey, the luck of the Irish, I guess. So that's March Madness, folks. And speaking of March Madness, the most maddening thing that's happening up here this week is the weather. And we're going to talk to meteorologist Jordan Dressman in just a bit when he comes on. And we will be back after this break to talk to Jordan. And we're out of here. Be back in a minute.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, letting you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved amenities. Because we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
Eat, drink, compete. Welcome to Field Day, Huntsville's go-to spot where every day feels like a win. Catch the big game or create your own with chef-driven bites, craft cocktails, self-serve beer, and games that keep the fun going. And don't miss happy hour, 50% off drafts and appetizers, plus $5 margaritas and wells. Life's better when you play, so grab your friends and make it a win at Field Day, University Drive, Huntsville.
Tom Abraham here from my friend Ross Roberts and his team at Valley Equipment Rental, and they have a brand new product for you. If you happen to be standing on a concrete or tile floor, Valley Equipment has the perfect cleaning solution for you. Whether it's new construction, daily work areas, or an area that's been neglected for too long, the Valley Equipment team of experienced professionals can help you choose the right floor scrubber or sweeper for your needs. Valley even has the right cleaning products for the job. Call Valley Equipment Rental today to learn more. Make a clean sweep with Valley Equipment Rental.
Our customers want best-in-class solutions. That's why we've recently added many new vendors like Zebra Barcode Printers. Our next level team has added premier automation solutions. We're not here to sell you just one product, and we love helping you find the right solution to your specific needs. That's what doing the right thing is all about, and that's why our customers have come back for over 50 years.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford alongside producer extraordinaire Brian Temple. If you want to, give us a call, 256-382-0724. By the way, I just had a listener text me, and he said the way he picks his teams for his brackets is he uses the Gomer Pyle method. And the Gomer Pyle method is to slam two fingers on the desk, and whichever one hurts the worst, that's the team you pick. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll try that.
It works as well as anything else, I guess.
It works as well as flipping a coin. But speaking of flipping a coin, somebody who does a little bit better than that on his weather forecast is joining us right now, and that is Fox 54 meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Jordan, how you doing?
You know, I'm doing good. You know, my life has suddenly been incredibly exciting over about the last 16 to 20 hours or so.
Have you been using Dartboard 3000?
I mean, at this point, I might as well pull out the Dartboard because anything's possible at this point.
Well, now, just to catch everybody up in case they're listening and they're not from here, yeah, take us through the last 16 to 20 hours. I kind of slept pretty soundly last night, but when I had to wake up in the middle of the night and cut the TV on, and there was stuff going through at 4 o'clock in the morning. What happened?
Yeah, so most of yesterday was great. You're right. We were in the mid-70s yesterday. And firstly, I think that is the one thing we need to drive home, is that it was in the mid-70s yesterday. Cold front comes in last night, begins to move into the shoals at about 10:15, 10:30. That brought a rather impressive line of showers and thunderstorms. We had several thousand power outages across the area. I saw a couple of sheds that were overturned. Unfortunately, I believe out in Madison, a tree fell on somebody's apartment. So some reasonably significant thunderstorms. But then to kind of kick it all off, or kind of bring an end to it, not kick off, bring an end, about 9 o'clock this morning, it just decides it's going to start snowing. And just about everybody, Athens and Decatur points to the east, ends up with about an inch and a half of snow over the course of about 2 hours.
Well, you know, that snow, when it started happening, I was actually looking outside and I said, oh, well, there's a few flurries, but that was big snow. Those were fat flakes, and it, I didn't think it was going to be cold enough to stick, and it didn't stick on the road. But I think everybody in this area's yard turned white, and we got, how much did we actually get in Huntsville at wherever locale you measure that at?
I believe the airport is just over an inch.
And is that unusual for this time of year? Is that normal? Was that just an anomaly? Or, well, I can recall one time in March we had like 18 inches of snow, but what was that, just a normal thing, or what happened?
So I had to look this up because I was unbelievably curious, because today is March 16th. So we're at the midpoint of March, and I had to figure out, you know, has it ever actually, I knew it snowed in March, but my goal was to figure out, had it ever snowed this late in March? It has snowed in March as recently as, I believe, 2022. But then I had to go quite a ways back, and I got back to the blizzard of 93. The blizzard of 93 was on March 13th. Well, that's still before today. I had to go all the way back to March 22nd of 1968 to find out that is the last time it snowed this late in the month of March and actually accumulated. So, yes, it's unusual because my stat dates all the way back to the late 1960s, the last time it snowed, kind of after March 15th.
You know, I was going to ask you about Blizzard of 93, and folks around here all have their Blizzard of 93 stories, and I won't bore you with mine, but I was just thinking about that, and I was talking to a friend of mine who, like me, spent 3 days at work because of the snow, and it was just like, you know, last week, and then here we have this again today, and it set up, as I recall, a lot the same, where they were talking about strong storms and maybe even tornadoes, and then we get feet of snow.
And it seems to be kind of a thing that happens. because if you also remember, you go back to the 1989 Airport Road tornado, we had this massive cold front come through that brought this horrible tornado through the city of Huntsville, obviously right. down Airport Road. And then later that night, it snowed. Now, I don't think the snow accumulated all that much.
I had forgotten the snow part of that story.
Yeah, so this is a thing. It doesn't happen very often. You know, it happens in 2026, 1993, 1989. So, you know, it's once in a blue moon or whatever phrase you'd like to choose. But it does happen. In the case of this morning, I think this morning was a little weird. Because, Bill, like you were saying, it started as just a few little flurries. And,
yep.
you know, I took the dog out this morning. I'm like, all right, well, this is cool to look at. This is kind of fun. But then, you know, the snow can be weird. And as it continued to fall, the falling snow allowed the temperature to drop at an exponential rate. You know, when the flurries started flying, it was like 39 or 40 degrees grade. It looks pretty flying through the air, but it was never going to do anything. Until the temperature dropped almost 10 degrees over the course of about 20 minutes. And then the snow had the ability to stick. And so we all got a temporary winter wonderland, if you will.
Well, hopefully that will be the last winter wonderland that we will see for the rest of the year. And, you know, I did the same thing. I was going to take my dog out, and I think Brian had the same issue I did.
Yep.
And we both let our dog stick their snout outside, and they said, that ain't happening, until we had to go out with them.
Well, I mean,
Jordan, how that works.
Jordan, you're reaching back into history about that. We're not that far removed from the Palm Sunday tornadoes that went through North Alabama.
Now, when was that?
I don't know.
I mean, obviously, Palm Sunday.
Yeah. I want to say 94, 95. Someone call and correct me there. But I remember it happening. I'm trying to remember where I was when we dealt with all that. But it was like, especially... go back and look at what happened to the town of Phil Campbell. That was just basically wiped Phil Campbell off the map. And as far south as Piedmont in Calhoun County, and just you can still see some of the damage, tornado damage, when you get into like Calhoun and Etowah counties of where the storm came through and just cleared out stuff a mile or two wide. It was just crazy. And, you know, and again, that's Palm Sunday. People were literally getting ready to go to Palm Sunday services outside.
And Palm Sunday, it's the appropriate time of year. You know, unfortunately, these are just the things we have to think about.
Well, that's part of living down here. You know, if you don't like the weather in Alabama, just stick around. It'll change. And speaking of the weather, tomorrow is a top of the morning to you. It's old St. Patrick's Day. How are we going to be doing tomorrow for the weather on St. Patrick's Day?
I think we're going to get some sun, but the sun is not at all. It's not going to help us warm. There's not enough green in the world that can make it feel like spring tomorrow. Mid-40s. About all the better we're going to do. And it's going to be freezing in the morning, low, mid-20s.
Well, now, is this the kind of freeze? It's probably not going to be cold enough long enough for people to worry about pipe issues, wouldn't you think?
I don't think pipes are going to be a major concern. I think the only thing that'll be impacted, I know a number of things have started to bloom. They may not make it through the night, but I don't. You know, I know some folks have kind of taken their hose spigot coverings off. Those are probably fine. You could leave those off. But I would say things that have started to bloom might be in a bit of trouble tonight.
Well, I am one of those who has taken my hose spigot coverings off, and I had completely forgotten about that. But now that you have given me the all clear, I don't think I'm going to worry about it. I'm just going to go ahead and leave them off and not think that my pipes are going to burst.
I'm going to feel a lot better about not putting mine on in last fall.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't put them on.
No, but everything worked. Both the spigots outside worked. So,
well, that's good.
Dodged it another year, I guess.
Dodged it a year. And you dodged a pretty cold blast in January, if I recall.
Mm-hmm.
So what else is going to happen in the few days remaining here in March? You know, when I, by the way, if you're listening out there and you want something that is probably, in my humble opinion, the best weather source I've ever seen, you get the Fox 54 weather app. It doesn't cost anything. And guess what the Fox 54 weather app did to me last night at 4:30 in the morning? I had my phone by my bed.
It woke you up.
It woke me up. It said, hey, you have a weather alert here. And it was 4:30 in the morning, and I checked it and I realized it was nothing of danger. But that, you know, that's a mighty handy little thing. When something happens bad, your phone will tell you about it, even if you're sound asleep.
And I mean, you just got to have the sounds on, but otherwise, you know, you can get that app, whether you have Apple or Android. It's available right there in the App Store, and it'll use your location. And yeah, anytime there's an alert, it'll decide you need to be up and at them at odd hours of the morning.
Yeah, the weather side of that app works great, but the news, your folks over in the newsroom are doing a very good job, too, with their alerts and their coverage of what's available on the app.
Yeah, they also provide some fantastic things. You know, if you ever miss it on television, you can get all those things over on the app as well.
Well, just to steer clear of weather, pun intended for a minute, let's talk about culinary delights. What did you happen to find worthy of eating this past weekend?
You know, I'd like to say there was something exciting. There was almost nothing exciting. We did venture to downtown, a buddy and I. We decided we're going to venture downtown at some unbelievable hour of the morning to partake in all manner of kegs and eggs, as they call them. So there was some breakfast involved, but otherwise, I did throw some chicken wings on the Traeger, just because those are quick and easy to do. So, but that was about the extent of my culinary delights this weekend.
Well, the extent of my culinary delight was, again, you mentioned Sunday was a nice day. It was so nice that in the morning, later in the morning, after the church hour, we played golf and enjoyed that, and then came home and that evening fired up the grill. It was a little windy, but hey, the wind just made the coals get a little hotter quicker, and I grilled up a couple of fillets. But that was the extent of my excitement when the culinary path this weekend. What about you, Brian? Anything exciting in your world?
Oh, no. We did our typical Saturday night Asian takeout. And so we're old people. We're set in our habits.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Nothing wrong with that. I'm set in my habits, too.
Tempura shrimp.
You could set your watch by the things I do and the regularity with which I do them. So,
well, you know, it pays to be a man of regular habits because, you know, when something changes, people worry about you.
There you go. What about you, Jordan? Are you a man of habits or are you?
Oh, creature of habit, 100%. I have the exact same schedule every day, and I don't like it to be disturbed. I have my things that are down to almost the exact minute. I know exactly what time I do them, and that helps me kind of plan and flow through my day. And I don't like change as far as my daily routine.
See, that's engineer brain going, because my dad was the same way. He had his routine, but he also would either wear something blue or something that matches with blue. So he put no thought into what he was going to wear every day, and so he didn't have to waste any brain cells on that. He can just go right on. He could grab anything, get dressed, go out the door, do his day, and not have to worry about it.
Well, you take the engineer brain and you take me and put the aviator brain with that, and everything has to be done on a checklist. And that drives this person that I happen to live with crazy. Because I was even so bad at one time that I would make a checklist of items around the grocery store in the order that you normally walk the grocery store, and I would put that on the refrigerator, and when I ran out of something, I'd put a check on it. So when it was time to go to the grocery store, I just took the list off and had it right there, everything I needed.
You know, that's crazy, because when I make a grocery list, I walk through the store in my head about where it is, and the list is where I was, follows my path through the store. I thought I was the only one doing that.
No, that's me. What about you, Jordan? Are you that?
Oh, see, I'm weird. You know, a lot of people, you know, you just start at one end of the store and go to the other. I am the exact opposite. If milk is the first thing on the list, then I will go to the milk and get the milk. But if something from the deli section is the second item on the list, I will go all the way over to the deli.
You follow the list and not the store.
Correct.
Wow.
So even if the third item on the list takes me all the way back over by the milk, let's say it's butter, I don't care. I will not put the butter in the cart. I have to go from the first item to the second item back to the third item. And that's probably why my wife does not go grocery shopping with me.
I think I may have run into your shopping cart one time.
I think that's probably why I wouldn't go grocery shopping with you, because I even got so bad at one time as I would play a little mental game where I would, you're an engineer, I'm pretty good with math too. I would try to see how close I could come to the price at the end of the day. And I got to the point where I could get it within $5 every time without the aid of a calculator.
Nice.
Okay, now that's impressive.
Well, no, that's insane, I think. But
that's an engineer flying aircraft. That's what that is.
That's an engineer flying aircraft. So any other stuff you want to highlight about the weather for us or anything else that's going on before we say, thanks for coming on with us today, by the way.
Oh, of course, anytime. Let's go back to the fillets. Now, there is a correct answer and a very incorrect answer. How done is your fillet?
I cook my fillets by temperature, and I pull them off the grill when they are at 135, and I let them rest until they are at 142, and they are perfect at that temperature.
I'll accept that answer.
I think that is an acceptable answer. Okay, that is a good answer.
Well, you know, what I used to do is I had a friend of mine who was a chef, and he said just with your index finger, if you push in on the fillet, you can tell how done it is by the resistance of the meat. And I did that for a while, but that just doesn't really – it kind of works with a thin steak, but if you have a good, decent-sized fillet – that just does not work. You know, you actually need the meat thermometer. And I know a lot of people have these thermometers that are remote where you can just go into the house and ignore it and let nature take its course. But not me. I've got to be out there just like it's a little baby. You know, I'm watching it like a hawk at all times.
My father-in-law is like that because he has one of the wireless remotes. It's Bluetooth through his phone and everything. But he still goes and looks at it every 2 minutes.
Yeah, you got to. What about you, Jordan?
See,
how do you do it?
I fully embrace the wireless thermometer. I paid good money for that thing.
There you go.
I fully embrace the technology. Now, what you need to do one time is the next time you cook your steak, put it in the smoker, okay, and smoke it up until it's about a rare. So whatever I can't think of the temperature off the top of my head. That would put it at a rare. Pull it off and then give it a really good sear on the grill, just so it gets the good color on the outside. Be the best steak you've ever had.
Well, I have heard of people who do that, and I would try that, but the person who occupies the house with me would not eat it that way. So,
well, see, I've kind of done the opposite because I've got a Big Green Egg, got a ceramic smoker, and get that thing up just like NASA hot, and then you do like 30 seconds or a minute per side, you know, just to make the grill marks pretty. And then you shut it all down, you shut the dampers down, and leave it alone for like 5 or 6 minutes. And it gets it perfectly, and it's gorgeous, and then you pull it and rest it. And, you know, of course, I usually do ribeyes, so nothing more than like an inch thick, maybe. And so it works really well for that.
Well, folks, let's get the heck out of here and go eat something. I'm starving.
Yeah, now we're starving to death.
I feel like we do this every episode. We end up talking a lot about food at the most unfood eating time of day.
Well, I tell you what, I keep trying to talk to Bill. We're trying to get a remote at Donato's, and we want you to come out if we ever do it, and we're all going to sit around and have Donato's pizza and talk on the radio.
I love Donato's pizza, actually. Donato's is great. I grew up in the north, so I love Donato's.
Oh, it's very good. I used to live around the corner from the one on South Parkway, so
they are very, very generous with their pepperonis when they make a pizza. Very generous.
They are indeed.
All right. Well, hey, Jordan, thanks. Brian, let's go ahead and take a break.
Jordan.
Appreciate it as always. Give us some good weather for the rest of the week. I think Saturday and Sunday are in the 80s. Looking forward to that. And we'll be back in a bit and see you tonight at 9:20 as always.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
The company is Eagle Masonry and Insulation, but did you know they're also Eagle Landscaping and Dirtwork? Eagle can take care of all your landscaping needs, including irrigation, sod work, and planting, both plants and trees. On the dirtwork side, Eagle can grade and build your pads, haul dirt in or out, and even do erosion control. Philip Love and his team can do it all for you. The website is the same, insulatewitheagle.com, as is the phone number, 256-755-1556. Give them a call and see what Eagle can do for you. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, and we have amazing truck month deals right now at Lynn Layton Ford. With your good credit, get 0% financing for 60 months with zero down, plus zero payments for 90 days, and $1,000 bonus cash on new F-150s. That's 0 for 60, 0 down, 0 payments for 90 days, plus $1,000 bonus cash on new 25 F-150s. Save up to $5,000 off MSRP on 25 Rangers, $5,000 off on Ranger. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. We've got new Maverick Hybrids starting at under $28,000. That's right, new 25 Maverick Hybrids are truck month priced from just $27,840. And you'll never be asked to pay any hidden markups or dock fees. Come see us while supplies last by March 31st. We hope to see you real soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Welcome to Kern Electrical, where teamwork powers every project. Our champion sales team takes time to understand your needs, tailoring the perfect Generac generator for your home or business. Our project managers handle all coordination, ensuring a tackle-free installation. Our certified installation crews ensure peace of mind, even in the darkest moments. With our service and maintenance lineups, you can be assured we're with you every step of the way. Experience the home team advantage of Kern Electrical, your Generac superstore.
Most current way to keep your power on, Generac Superstore.
Your Fox 54 update.
At Fox 54, weather impact meteorologist Emily Owen. Expect to see cloudy skies for this Monday across the Tennessee Valley. A few snow flurries can't be ruled out of the forecast. No accumulation expected. High temperatures only warming into the upper 30s for the afternoon. Heading into Monday night, will clear out. A freeze warning will go into effect as low temperatures fall into the mid and upper 20s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. However you may happen to be listening to us, tell your friends about it. Tell your family. Tell everybody. We'd love to have you with us on this radio program. It's your show, and we'd love to hear from you, too, at 256-382-0724. We're here Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. every day. You can set your watch by it, as we were talking about being punctual a few minutes ago. One thing I want to mention, this is certainly not on a humorous note, but if you recall last Friday, if you were listening, we had my friend, retired Colonel Steve Dwyer, and his wife Gail, both of them West Point friends of mine, and they were talking about their Dwyer Fire Foundation, which is essentially a foundation that they created, and the purpose of that is to help the Gold Star families, which are families that have lost a parent in the war, and they have children that are attempting to get active in sports and may need a little financial boost. They lost their son Steve in a mid-air refueling, Steve and many others. I think the total was six in a mid-air refueling incident. And, on March 12th, we lost some more soldiers on a mid-air refueling incident, and there were six of them, and it was a KC-135, which is a refueling aircraft, and three of them were stationed in the 117th Air Wing in Birmingham, Alabama, and one of them actually was an Alabama native, Major Alex Klinner, who was from Auburn, Alabama, who was an Auburn graduate, and he left three young children behind. So I don't know if they're going to be needing the services of the Dwyer Fire Foundation, but that's what it was created for, folks, was for service members like that, who suddenly their spouse wakes up and they don't have their partner there with them, and they still have children who have needs, and they still have to go on through life and make sure that they can make everything as they want it to be. So that happens, very sad thing. It's one of the realities of war. Another thing that happened that I thought was interesting is the Artemis II rocket is going to try to launch again at 6:24 p.m. Eastern time on April 1st. Now, the window launch also is updated to include April 1st through 2nd, and also April 30th would be another date. But what happened was they found an issue. Now, I'm going to use some words here that I don't really know what they mean, but the quick disconnect part where a seal was blocking helium from reaching the cryogenic propulsion stage, whatever that is. But it has been fixed, and it has been cleared for Artemis II. NASA will also replace the interim cryogenic propulsion stage used for the first three missions with a new cryogenic propulsion. I bet they didn't go down to Home Depot and buy that. Then again, I don't know what it is, but it sounds pretty important. So now what I like to do in this near final segment of the show is go over some of the less serious items in the news. And this is one that I just cannot imagine risking prison for this. But New York State Police investigated the theft of 60,000 pounds of packaged shelled walnuts that were valued at $50,000. I think if I'm going to risk going to jail for quite some time, I'm going to do something more than steal a bunch of walnuts. But they stole the walnuts, and they have warned local businessmen to beware of anyone offering large quantities of walnuts at reduced prices. So I have no idea why somebody would do that, but somebody stole a bunch of walnuts. Another thing that I thought was kind of funny was a guy in England was rushed to the hospital when he woke up in his hotel room with blue skin. And they took him in the hospital. They thought there was something wrong with his breathing, which had made him turn blue. and they had 10 doctors who investigated and were going, what is going on? And what they did was finally they rubbed a swab against his skin and the blue came off. Apparently he was sleeping on a bed that had some brand new blue sheets on it and the dye wore off on his body. I do think I would be a little spooked if I woke up and I had turned blue overnight, and I think I would want to go to the hospital too and see what is interesting, what's happening to me. One more thing, and then we'll probably get out of here, is the biggest expense now that people who have way more money and than they need, than I do, is they're spending up to $25,000 to $1 million in high-end aquariums in their house. The only time I ever had an aquarium was I won a goldfish in a little jar at the county fair, and I took it home, and sadly, it did not last through the day. So I wouldn't be spending almost $1 million on an aquarium. Just
you've got an aquarium. It's in your backyard.
That's right.
You just call it a swimming pool.
That's right. I do. I do have an aquarium.
That's a really weird-looking fish, though.
Well, I'll tell you what gets in my aquarium is critters. My cat, Edgar, has been known to chase most anything that runs around in that backyard into the pool.
Huh.
And,
gotta have a plan.
Sometimes I'm successful in getting them out before they meet their bitter end, but oftentimes I am not. But Edgar the cat can, Brian, I've had rabbits, moles, squirrels. I've even had another cat show up in that pool one time.
And now you know why I prefer to have a friend with a pool.
There you go. And Edgar is not prejudiced. If it gets in his territory, he will make sure that it meets with an untimely visit to the pool. So I guess what, we'll go ahead and take a break. Okay, I'm getting the affirmative nod, so we'll take a break, come back, and wrap this thing up. This is The Point with Bill Crawford.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Truck month is on at Woody Anderson Ford. Right now, save $13,000 on 25 F-150, $9,500 on 25 Super Duty, and $5,000 on 25 Maverick. Get financing as low as 0% for 60 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on select models. 25 Lightning, F-150, or Super Duty, zero down payment and zero payments for 90 days. All incentives applied, off MSRP with approved credit. Offers end 3/31/26. Call 539-9441 for complete details. Nobody does truck month like Woody Anderson Ford.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with U-SSSA Softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area, as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the U-SSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.utsssa.com. That's alfastpitch.utsssa.com.
Have you ever turned your back on God? Have you ever absolutely known the right thing to do and just turned around and walked away in disobedience? I know that I have. Aren't we thankful for our great and merciful God who loves us and forgives us and remembers our sin no more? I'm so thankful that His mercies are fresh every day. I need that, and I suspect you do too. Hey, I'm John Deese, pastor of Cross Point Church, and if you're looking for a church home, come see us. We're smack dab across the street from the YMCA in Madison, and check us out at cpcfamily.org.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying, I did not die in vain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the final segment of Talk Radio WZZN. The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple. We thank you for listening here today. Hope you enjoyed the show. A lot of interesting things that we had to talk about. One thing I do want to mention is we do have a golf tournament coming up in April 20th. Just go to either of our websites, 97.7 The Zone, or ours on talkradiowzzn.com, and you'll be able to find information about that golf tournament. It's going to be at the Cherokee Ridge Golf Facility, and it's a great course. If you've never played there, it's probably one of the nicest courses in North Alabama. Very scenic. It's got a 20-foot waterfall, and lunch is sponsored and provided by Bubby's Diner, which has some of the best food you will eat in the meat and three environment here in Huntsville, Alabama.
And the big thing about this is it sponsors to benefit Make-A-Wish Alabama, which does a lot of great work for kids who just need a little joy in their life, and we're happy to do that. 977ESPN.com is the website for our sister station. It's there. Our website is talkradiowzzn.com. You find out information about how to get a team together. And if you'd like to sponsor one of the holes or be one of the presenting sponsors, we'd love to talk to you as well, because all of this goes as a gift to Make-A-Wish Alabama.
There you go. And so, folks, this is Bill Crawford. We'd love to have you back tomorrow. Got a couple of interesting guests that will be joining us. Sue Irons for Veterans Corner at 3:15, and Chris Horn, who's running for Secretary of State, will be with us at 2:15. And remember this, there's a lot of soldiers out there doing a lot of things to help you enjoy the life that you live today. Keep them in your thoughts and prayers, especially those who have lost loved ones during this time. And try to stay out of the weather. It's nasty outside, but it's going to get better pretty soon. And this is Bill Crawford and Brian Temple, and we will see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
God bless us.